Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
Inshallah, next up we have Sheikh Abdul Nasser Jangda. He will, inshallah, be continuing our conference on the last messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Sheikh Abdul Nasser, what will you be talking about today? I know that you've spent hundreds of hours speaking on the life of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, for you to kind of pick one moment to kind of highlight for this conference, what did you pick?
So inshallah, I'm going to be talking about the leadership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and particularly, I wanted to focus a little bit more on the idea of, you know, when you're trying to recruit people and you're trying to pull people in, everybody puts on their best face, right? All the charismatic people, all the extroverted, outgoing, friendly people are all salespeople, right? But what do you? How do you treat somebody once they're already in? Once they're already, subscribed, once they're already with you, once they're already on board, then how do you go about in treating people? That's the question. So, and that, to me, that's always represented what really leadership is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's such an interesting topic, even like given the work that we do, you know, at the seminary, where we first have to get students through the door. Right. Mm-hmm. And we get them in the door and then they're studying with us for quite a bit of time, whether it's at the seminary or intensives or anything, where now you have to then kind of, that's when the real work begins. Right. That's absolutely. How do you treat people once they're in the door?
Absolutely. So in light of that, I kind of wanted to, because that's always fascinated me, particularly about, when it comes to leadership, is how do you treat the people that are already bought in? One other thing that I'm going to go ahead and just kind of say here, because otherwise it's going to start freaking people out. I have a major glare situation going on over here. So you can pretty much just, it looks like you're just looking at the screen. So people might be watching me watch the screen, watching themselves. I don't know. So I'm going to take off my glasses, but I'm probably going to look terrifying or something like that. So I just wanted to give that notification on the front end.
I think that disclaimer is very important. JazakAllah.
All right. Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. It's great to be here with y'all today. It's fantastic to be able to put together this program. All of the instructors, the entire team at Qalam coming to you live and, you know, spending the afternoon with the larger community that's out there, Alhamdulillah, whenever we get to do this, whenever we have the opportunity to be able to bring the whole team together and to address the community at large, it's something we really, really enjoy. Weeks, if not months, actually go into planning and coming up with a very carefully crafted program, detailed, you know, minute by minute, so that we are able to provide something very beneficial to the community, alhamdulillah. So y'all have been hearing just amazing reflections and gems and gaining so much knowledge about the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so far in just the first hour of the program. So as I just discussed with Ustaz Ubaidullah, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the leadership of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, specifically from that angle of how do you treat your people? How do you treat your people? Right? Somebody's signed up. Somebody's bought in. Somebody's enlisted. Somebody is rolling with you. How do you treat them? How do you manage your people? That's really important, right? Because everyone can say a lot of, you know, flowery words, and there's plenty of, you know, people out there that can talk a big game, that can say a lot of fancy things. But how do you actually treat your people? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually highlights this within the Quran. In the Quran itself, in ayah number, in surah number rather, excuse me, in surah Ali Imran, surah number 3, ayah number 159. So surah number 3, ayah number 159. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That's what this is talking about, and I'll give a very quick synopsis. Ustaz Ubaidullah has already informed y'all that, you know, y'all can go to the Qalam podcast, and there you can listen to all the different series and lectures that we have on the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you can definitely have some homework. You can go and follow up there. So I recommend you go to a number of the different series. Ustad Abdul Rahman, as a part of the Heartwork series, he has a series on the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mufti Hussein Kamani, who you'll be hearing from in just a moment, has a beautiful series called The Chosen One about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I had the opportunity, the privilege to be able to conduct a study of the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just generally referred to as the Seerah podcast. So I definitely recommend you go there and you listen, particularly to sessions about the Battle of Uhud. The Battle of Uhud. This was in the third year of Hijrah. And overall, that is the 16th year of prophethood, but the third year of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's residence in the city of Medina. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam assigns some of his companions in the battlefield. He assigns them a responsibility. He gives them a post. And he says, do not move from here. Even if it looks like, it seems like, it feels like the battle is over, don't leave here. Don't move from here. This is a very strategic place where, in case, if there is any kind of an enemy force or a cavalry or somebody who might try to ride up behind us, this is from where they could strategically attack us in the back. So do not move from here. Tragically and unfortunately, everyone, you know, makes mistakes, and, you know, everyone has, you know, slip ups. Those companions ended up moving from there. And when they moved from there, indeed, there was a cavalry under the leadership of Khalid bin al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, who was not Muslim yet. He was part of the enemy forces, and they rode up and they hit the Muslims in the back, and chaos ensued. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very seriously injured. He bled from his face profusely. His uncle was martyred, and his body was ultimately mutilated. His cousin was killed and mutilated. More than 70 of his closest companions died that day. And it was a very tragic day. There was someone lost from every single home in Medina. And you could hear the mourning, the crying from every home in Medina. And it could be pointed back to, of course, it's the will and the decree of Allah, but strategically speaking, you could point this back to those people leaving their post. Now, how do you deal with those people? These are your community members. These are the Prophet ﷺ's followers. They're brothers. They're sons. They're fathers of the community. How do you deal with them? How do you interact with them? And the Prophet ﷺ, at that time, he dealt with them, as you've heard already. I believe Ustad Abdul Rahman in the first session talked about وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Ustad Atifa talked about the chivalry of the Prophet ﷺ. Ustad Suhaib talked about the integrity of the Prophet ﷺ in business. Sheikh Muntasir right now talked about the divinely guided, you know, character and life of the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ dealt with them with a particular quality: gentleness, kindness, compassion, softness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet ﷺ, more so for our benefit, more so for our benefit, for anyone who's reading this, who's listening to this, who's watching this, like the life of the Prophet ﷺ, for anyone who's going to be studying the life of the Prophet ﷺ and is going to see, he gave very clear instructions. Unfortunately, those instructions were not followed down to the dot, and that resulted in a great calamity. And then all this suffering and loss occurred. And the Prophet ﷺ turned around and met them with forgiveness and kindness and gentleness. He placed the proverbial armor on their shoulder. Right? Like how when somebody messes up and you want to show them some love, you got a younger brother, a younger guy, you know, in the community, your own younger brother in your family, you know, you're a younger employee, recent hiree, the rookie, and they mess up, they make a mistake. And there you can see their hands kind of shaking and they're trying to fix it up. And you see them flustered and nervous. What's good leadership? What's good leadership? Good leadership is that person that you see who walks on over there, right? As we say, moseys on over there, and then puts an arm around their shoulder, says, don't worry about it, buddy. It's all good. No worries, Habibi. You're fine. It's all good. All right? Let's clean this up. Let's fix this up. And how can we learn from this? And that's beautiful leadership. And that's who the Prophet ﷺ was. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this to us. As we look study this, he explains, what are we looking at? فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That it is only and solely through the mercy of Allah, the mercy provided by Allah, لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, that you were soft with them. The word لَيِّن is used for silk, something very soft. It's very soft to the touch. It's very comforting. It's very, you know, it's very soft and gentle. It's very gentle. It is only through the mercy from Allah, رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, that you were so soft and gentle with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ. See, like for instance right now, you see here, Sheikh Mikael right here, smiling, beautiful face. He's interrupting my session, but I will be gentle. I'll be kind. And I'll say, mashallah, look at that beautiful smile. All right? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Now let's talk about this for a moment, right? A lot of times, what do we talk about? What do we admire? What do we kind of, you know, brag about and boast about? And, you know, what is there a lot of times, like a lot of hype around being rough and tough, dropping the hammer, iron fist, right? There's so much like hype around that. Oh man, he let him have it. Don't mess up around him. He'll give it to you. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا. Had you been harsh, tough, heavy-handed, boom. غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. hard-hearted. You didn't have room in your heart for them. You couldn't find it within yourself to forgive them. Had you been like that, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They would have left you and ran away from you. They would have dispersed from around you the moment the rubber hit the road. The moment the going got tough. You know what I say? When the going gets tough, the tough get going? Yeah, they would have been gone. The moment the going got tough, they'd be out the door. Peace out. Adios. I'm out. I'm not sticking around for this. Subhanallah. But what did the Sahaba do? That same battle of Uhud, when everything broke down and chaos ensued, the Prophet ﷺ's face is profusely bleeding. Some of the Sahaba take the Prophet ﷺ to the shiq, this little kind of crevice in the mountain, and they place him in there. And the enemy army starts coming in that direction, attacking. Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, he says, I witnessed that there were a dozen Ansar, and they fanned out in that area and they started repelling the onslaught of the enemy. Remember, the enemy in Uhud outnumbered the Muslims 4-1. So it was like a wave hitting them. And they stood there and they repelled them and fought them off one after another. And he said, Wallahi, I watched one after another. I watched a dozen Ansar lay their lives on the ground for the Prophet ﷺ. That you're not getting past me while I still got a breath left in my body. And he said, when all dozen of them fell, then I came out there and I fought them off and fought them off and fought them off. And it eventually got so heavy where I couldn't fight them off no more that I just stuck my hand out like this, just trying to block everything with my arm. And his arm became paralyzed. He lost the use of his arm on that day. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Wajabat lakal jannah. Paradise just became confirmed for you, my friend. The Prophet ﷺ was gentle, was kind, was forgiving, was merciful, was accommodating, was understanding. And because of that, they were loyal, loyal to the bone, down to their very last breath. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells us, is teaching us, how can we implement this? So here comes the practical part. Number one, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Let it go. Let it go. Right? Not like that terrible Disney song. All right? Sorry, you have to forgive me. I'm a father of two daughters, all right? So not like that. But let it go, meaning overlook things. Don't get stuck on every little thing. Hey, why'd you do that? And then 8 hours later, you're still like, hey, yeah, you're the guy who did that. Fa'fu anhu. It's okay. Habibi, that's not how we do things, right? You understand? Or somebody comes to you and says, sorry, I broke this. Sorry, I messed up here. Sorry, I did that there. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. It's okay. It's all right. Take a deep breath. All right? You good? Good. All right. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Pardon. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And then make dua for them. Subhanallah. And then make dua for them. Oh Allah, forgive them. They're good people, oh Allah. They're good people. They strive hard, they work hard, they try hard, they're sincere. Oh Allah, forgive them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And the next time you got a project, the next time you need something done, the next time something needs to happen, then include them. Consult with them. Include them. So the guy who messed up last time, a week later you're sitting down, like, let's say we're putting together this webinar and Brother Abdullah ends up messing up something. Okay. When I'm talking, it says, you know, Mikhail Smith. And then when Sheikh Mikhail is speaking, there we go. See right there. Look at that live demonstration. This is how bad things happen, people. All right. So it says Mikhail Smith. And then when Sheikh Mikhail is speaking, then it says, you know, Mufti Kamani. And when Mufti Kamani is talking, then it says Ustad Suhaib. And it's all like mixed up. And we're like, Inna Lillah, what did you do? What'd you do, brother? You had one job. One job. All right. What'd you do? A week later, we sit down to start planning the next webinar. And when we're planning the next webinar, Now, Brother Abdullah is sitting somewhere in a corner, kind of trying not to make eye contact. He's kind of like nervous because he knows he messed up. He's like, they probably don't want to talk to me. They're probably going to leave me out of this. I'm probably going to totally get replaced, et cetera, et cetera. At that time, it's important to turn and say, Abdullah, Ya Abdullahi, Ya Abdullahi, Abdullah, come on over, brother. Come on, buddy. We got work to do. We got planning to do. We can't do it without you. Come on. SubhanAllah. Give them another chance. Give them a chance to redeem themselves. And you'll be amazed by what people are capable of. وَشَعْبِرْهُمْ بِلَهُمْ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ When you make up your mind to do things the right way, then put your trust in Allah. But what if they mess up again? Put your trust in Allah. What if they didn't learn? Put your trust in Allah. What if they slip up again? Put your trust in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ Allah loves the people who put their faith and their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves them, meaning Allah will take care of you. If you put your trust in Allah, you do the right thing as one of the speakers before was talking about, Ustad Ubaidullah in the opening was talking about, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow the example of the Prophet ﷺ, put your trust in Allah, Allah will take care of you. So I hope and pray that inshallah, so far the program's been beneficial. Like I said before, we're very excited and we're always eager to continue to provide beneficial programs for the community. And alhamdulillah, whether it be our weekly sessions or our podcasts, the classes that are ongoing, these webinars and different programs that we're having, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, everyone at Qalam is hard at work. What we ask y'all, as always, is to support our efforts. Go to supportqalam.com and support our efforts. Sadaqa jariya. Right? Think about just how many people are benefiting. How many people will benefit? The tens of thousands of people that will watch, the hundreds of thousands of people that will download and listen to the podcasts and the recordings. Imagine getting the reward for every single person that will learn and benefit from this. Like, but you know, somebody sitting at home might say, I'm not Mufti Kamani. I can't be lecturing like that. I'm not Sheikh Mikhail. I can't be given, you know, these beautiful lectures and teaching people. You know, I'm not, you know, part of the marketing team or the admin team or the tech team or whatever at Qalam. Like, I'm not putting all these programs together. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way for all of us to participate in the good that all the good that is going on. And that is if you contribute in any capacity, you are an equal partner in the good that is going on. And trust me when I say that as beneficial as this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have over 10,000 people taking weekly classes that are conducted and provided absolutely free of charge on behalf of Qalam. Classes for kids, classes for teens, for adults. Sheikh Mikhail has been teaching this beautiful class on emotional intelligence for, I think, like 8 months, subhanAllah. Like, think about how amazing those people's character can be and how much depth they will have about the ethics of the Prophet ﷺ's character by the time they're done with that kind of a study. And not only, it doesn't stop there. The hundreds of thousands, millions of people that are listening and downloading the podcasts, we have anywhere from 4 to 5 podcasts that go up every single week. Ustad Abdurrahman's Heartwork series, Tafsir on Tuesdays, Sheikh Mikhail's Purification of the Heart series on Wednesdays, the Qalam Hangouts on Thursdays, the Quran Recitation and Reflection series on Sundays. Every single week, without fail. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Not to speak of the 250, over 250 students that are studying at the Qalam Seminary. That we have nearly 80 students on scholarship. That we find these gems, these amazing, brilliant, young, amazing minds and hearts in the community, men and women, talented, brilliant. And we recruit them and we say, you study the deen. You learn this religion, Arabic language, tafsir of the Quran, hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, seerah, fiqh, usul, aqidah. Learn all these sciences and then go out there and benefit the community. You've already heard from Ustadh Atifa, from Ustadh Suhaib. They're graduates of the Qalam Seminary. You heard from Ustadh Abdul Rahman Murphy, who is a student of the teachers here that you are listening to. You heard from Ustadh Ubaidullah, who is one of our long tenured students. You heard the recitation of Imam Muhammad Herbert, who is a full-time imam in the community, received his Islamic education here at Qalam. So all of that is going on. We need you to go to supportqalam.com. If you donate today $6,000, and I know that sounds like a huge amount, what you just did was sponsor a student of knowledge for an entire year. Everything they will learn, everything they will do, the benefit that they will provide to the hundreds, maybe thousands of people for the rest of their lives will be in your book of deeds. And if you are not able to make that one-time donation of $6,000, you can go to supportqalam.com and you can sign up to be a monthly sustainer. You can be a monthly sustainer where you will contribute an amount every single month. And subhanAllah, Allah will reward you for your intention. You'll start getting the full reward from today. You might sign up to give $100 a month, but you will get that full reward starting from today because that is your intention. Allah rewards our intentions. So I encourage everyone right now, inshallah, before we proceed with the program, if you go to qalamlive.com, if you're watching there, there's a place where you can donate there right now. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, you can go to supportqalam.com and you can donate right now. I'm going to be here for just a moment longer while everybody goes there and donates. Everybody. All right. This is the time of action. You heard Ustadh Abdul Rahman talking about it. You know how we got to put this all into action. We got to start living it. Ustadh Ubaidullah talked about it's important to live the example of the Prophet. Ustadh Atifa showed us beautiful examples of how we can live the life of the Prophet. So the action is important. The amal is necessary. So go and donate right now while I kind of hold the fort down. I'm holding off Sheikh Mikhail. He's excited. He's excited, all right? He's ready to come here and, mashallah, blow y'all's minds, all right? He's going to provide some real powerful inspiration and knowledge and insight into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want y'all to miss that. I don't want to hold him off any longer as well. So go donate, contribute. Now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. We have a beautiful program that is going to be continuing. You're going to be hearing from Sheikh Mikhail. You're going to be hearing from Usada Fatima. You're going to be hearing from none other than Mufti Kamani. And inshallah, I'll be back to talk to y'all at the end with a very, very, very special, really exciting announcement about a program that we do here at Qalam every year. And we're not going to let, you know, the pandemic and our circumstances get in the way of that. We're still going to do that program. So I got a very cool announcement for y'all. And then we'll conclude and end with a dua and a supplication, as we always do. So with that, inshallah, I will go ahead and release y'all now, inshallah, back to the very kind, gentle, care of Ustadh Ubaidullah. All right. Barakallahu feekum.